The state Supreme Court says the Commonwealth of Massachusetts has failed to meet a self-imposed legal obligation to limit greenhouse gas emissions. WBUR's David Boeri reports the ruling says state environmental officials must take additional steps to set and enforce emission limits.
At the center of the lawsuit is the Massachusetts Global Warming Solutions Act of 2008. It set a goal of reducing greenhouse gases by 25% by the year 2020. Toward that goal, it required the state to reduce greenhouse gases emitted by a wide range of sources across the economy by setting annual declines. Regulations were to be issued to take effect by 2013, but the Department of Environmental Protection never took any action. The state claimed it was only obligated to establish a desired level of emissions and not year-by-year limits. Moreover, it argued that the few limits it did impose, like a regional cap and trade program to reduce power plant emissions, were enough to comply with the law. Not so, says the state's highest court, and it said so unanimously, specifically ruling the law was indeed specific in calling for annual limits that would lower emissions each year and across a wide range of carbon and methane producers. George Bachrach leads the Environmental League of Massachusetts.
Well, this is a big deal. This requires the state government to provide caps on pollution, caps on greenhouse gas emissions economy-wide for every segment of our economy and for every source.
A spokesperson for Governor Charlie Baker yesterday said the administration remains committed to the target of reducing greenhouse gases by 25% of 1990 levels by the year 2020. And the Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs called on lawmakers to expedite action on the import of low-carbon hydropower from Canada. But Bachrach faults both the Baker and Patrick administrations for counting on developments that never came and for failing to regulate all sources of emissions, as the court ruling now supports.
In the ensuing years, we've made very little progress. And so this is the tool that makes that additional progress.
Bradley Campbell is president of the Conservation Law Foundation, which filed the lawsuit.
The legislation is clear, even though it was disregarded by DEP for many years, that there have to be economy-wide limits on carbon emissions that will keep us on a path moving away from fossil fuels and moving toward a clean energy future.
The administration says it's reviewing the court's decision. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.